What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Fringe. President Trump is more than likely going to make a move on Canada. What's that move going to be? My guess, he's going to purchase it. He's going to buy it. We're broke. Canada is broke. I want to go back to something that was said by President Trump a year ago. So people understand the process that has happened over the last year, and this is all the fault of the Canadian government, keep in mind. Following President Trump's address last year. Before we get into that, I do want to take one moment to thank everybody on this channel who went out and purchased our brand new book, How Alberta Got Its Independence, who are still purchasing it. Guys, if you care about Alberta leaving Canada, having a great relationship with the United States, go pick up a copy of our best-selling book. It is number 5 in all books in Canada right now. It's sitting on the charts. We can get to number 1. You look at these other books, there's no reason we can't knock those out. Every book sold, I'm donating a portion of proceeds to help with Stay Free Alberta's fight for a petition on separation in Alberta. So go and support independence, support Alberta breaking away from Canada. Pick up your copy. Let's get this thing to number 1 by the end of the day. Let's see if we can make it a number 1 bestseller. That said, let's head over to what President Trump said a year ago. I've played many video clips, ones where he talked about how unfairly the United States had been treated, that he was going to put pressure on Canada. A lot of people said, is this going to be 51st state? Is this going to be how you move forward? He said, well, it's going to be pressure. It's going to be economic pressure. We're going to do economic pressure in Canada. We're going to push them out. This is exactly what President Trump has done. This was a year ago. President Trump confirms that tariffs on Canada will go forward in time, likely referring to the first week of March. This, after the Bank of Canada warned they have no tools to effectively deal with inflation and a depression. How's that gone for us over the last year? How's inflation been over the last year? Take a look at his speech. I gotta say, I love Donald. I think he's wonderful. I think he gets it really. He nails it down here. Absolutely wonderful. Great speech, by the way. Magnificent. Take a listen to what he has to say.
We're on time with the tariffs, and it seems like that's moving along very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries, not just Canada and Mexico. We've been taken advantage of. We were led by, in some cases, fools, because anybody that would sign documents like they signed, where they were able to take advantage of the American people, like has happened over the last long period of time, except for a little 4-year period that took place 4 years ago. Anybody that would agree to allow this to happen to our country should be ashamed of themselves. No, the tariffs are going forward on time, on schedule. This is an abuse that took place for many, many years. And I'm not even blaming the other countries that did this. I blame our leadership for allowing it to happen. I mean, you know, who can blame them if they made these great deals with the United States, took advantage of the United States on manufacturing, on just about everything, every aspect that you can imagine they took advantage of. I look at some of these agreements, I'd read them at night and I'd say, who would ever sign a thing like this? So the tariffs will go forward, yes, and we're going to make up a lot of territory. We're going to, all we want is reciprocal. We want reciprocity. We want to have the same. So if somebody charges us, we charge them. It's very.
So if somebody charges us, we charge them. When you look at the vastly unfair dairy cartels that go out of Quebec that run a monopoly and charge astronomical amounts for dairy to the United States, on top of everything else, what has Prime Minister Mark Carney done to fix that in the last year? Nothing. As he says, quote Mark Carney, who cares? Who cares? Him and Doug Ford go full bore against President Trump, matching dollar for dollar. The conservatives have said in their election during, now to keep in mind, their federal election was 2 months after this, and the federal conservatives' plan was to go against President Trump as well. Well, we'll try to negotiate, but we've got to match dollar for dollar. Now, I know the conservatives have pulled back since then. They're trying to take a different approach. But the liberals haven't done anything to benefit this country. In fact, they're almost letting things get worse on purpose. I mean, When you look at Mark Carney's investments and you look at his conflicts of interest, everything's tied to the United States. There's no reason that he'd want Canada to do better. We've shown that in many videos. Salty Albertan posted this Truth Social post last week. Let's bring it up full screen for you guys. If Governor Carney thinks he's going to make Canada a drop-off port for China to send goods and products to the United States, he's sorely mistaken. Canada will eat China will eat Canada alive, completely devour it, including the destruction of their businesses, social fabric, and general way of life. If Canada makes a deal with China, it will immediately be hit with 100% tariff against all Canadian goods and products coming to the United States. Thank you for your attention on this matter. President Donald J. Trump. I know people get mad when I do Trump. I have fun doing Trump. I think you guys like it too. I know people in the comments always tell me they enjoy it. President Trump released this just last week. As Mark Carney continues his deal with China, he's not pulling back. He tried walking back the comments a few weeks ago after his trip to Davos and then going over to China and Qatar and saying, oh, no, we don't have a deal with China. And then he goes back, yeah, we do have a deal with China. And he talks out both sides of his mouth. People have had enough of that. Well, President Trump has snapped back after the Supreme Court ruled that his tariffs were unjust. President Trump uses a veto and doubles down and says there is going to be a 10% global tariff on top of existing tariffs. This is something I said is amazing for the pressure on Canada. Now, do I want Canadians to suffer? Do I want jobs to leave Canada? Absolutely not. But what you need is a government that actually represents you. When you look at the earlier clip of President Trump saying, who would sign these deals? Who would move forward with these deals? The same questions can be asked about our current government in Canada. Why are they not negotiating some form of an exit from these tariffs? Why are they not trying to find a way to work with our largest trading partner in the world? Why are they giving President Donald Trump the finger? We're going to go over that, but first let's play what President Trump had to say yesterday.
Today I will sign an order to impose a 10% global tariff under Section 122 over and above our normal tariffs already being charged. And we're also initiating several Section 301 and other investigations to protect our country from unfair trading practices of other countries and companies. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
So President Trump has a very good point, and this is the reason for tariffs, is it's not economic pressure on a country. It's to keep other countries from doing bad trade deals like Canada's doing with China. You've got people in the comments section of this video saying it'll only last for 150 days. Then it goes to Congress. You don't mention that. Well, he doesn't need to. What he's doing is putting economic pressure on Canada for purpose. Now, what everybody says is, well, does this mean Canada is going to become the 51st state? No. President Trump wants parts of Canada. He wants Alberta. He wants Saskatchewan for their minerals, for their oil and gas, for anything that's useful. They don't want have-not provinces like Quebec that do nothing for their country. You don't want Ottawa and their corrupt governments. He wants what is worth money in Canada. What's funny is when this all ends, Jasmine Lane comes out with a really good post. The Supreme Court rules Trump overstepped emergency powers, and suddenly everyone rediscovers their love of constitutional limits. Great, so you agree. You agree emergency powers shouldn't be stretched to bypass democratic processes. You agree executives shouldn't govern by crisis. You agree power should be narrow, temporary, and accountable. Perfect, because that's exactly what Canadian conservatives have been arguing for years. Funny how it's defending democracy when you oppose it abroad, but it's necessary leadership when your own side does it at home. You don't get to call something authoritarian only when your opponent does it. Either emergency powers are dangerous or they aren't. Pick a standard, apply it evenly, or admit it was never about democracy. If you're against executive overreach now, welcome. I'm excited to see you fight for it here at home now, too. She's talking about the decisions that are made in Canada that are trying to overstep laws on censorship, laws on bringing vehicles in from China, laws that are... Mark Carney, we talked earlier about putting through a law that is going to allow him access to people's phones without a warrant. All for your protection, of course. You can't say, well, Trump's not allowed to use emergency powers, but those in charge in Canada can. This is how you're painting a very broad picture of just how messed up our country is. And Jasmine Lane does a very good job of that. But what we're talking about here is how all of Canada is fixated with TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, saying, well, Trump is bad, Trump is bad, Trump is bad. When are you going to start caring about the people who actually have an influence on what happens in your country? This is why provinces are talking about leaving. They don't care. They don't care. They might as well be wearing NASCAR uniforms with their sponsors stitched into their outfits, because that's all they're doing here is padding their pockets. They really don't care. If you guys want proof that, Canada can be great, well, guess what? We came first place in something. We actually beat the United States in something. I bet you guys can't guess what it was. Oh, here it is. Household debt as share of GDP. Canada is the top country in the world right now. So how is Trump's practices, when he's talking about no longer moving forward with USMCA with Canada, he's going to tear that up, and he has the right to. He's putting this global tariff on top of existing tariffs, even if it's for 150 days. As I showed a year ago, the Bank of Canada admitted they don't have the tools to deal with this. How do you think life is about to get in Canada? And people will blame President Trump. They'll blame President Trump. And they'll say, oh, it's all his fault. No, blame your leadership. Wealth Moose says, Canada finally hit number one in the world for household debt. We don't own more. We just owe more. I mean, look at this chart. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We did a video last week that got pulled immediately. People reported it as misinformation. Canada maintains the highest food inflation in the G7 as well, rising to 7.3% in January. I'll tell you right now, the wife went to the grocery store last week and she said all the stuff that was on sale is now on sale at the original price. And surprise, surprise, later this week, you go back to the grocery store, it's all more expensive now, everything. We did a comparison in that video as to how much things cost in this country right now, and it's double what you pay in the United States, at best. Keep in mind, we have one of the best beef sectors in the world. We have agriculture, we have dairy, and yet we're paying the highest prices in the G7 for food inflation. Prime Minister Mark Carney walks around talking about how, oh, we're going to unleash the country's economic power. We're going to open up trade barriers between provinces, and we're going to accelerate Canada into a realm of prosperity. He hasn't done a thing in a year. Nothing. Absolutely zero. He did a deal with China. That's it. Why? Well, because it benefits Brookfield. It benefits his corporations and their stock options, and that is it. There has been nothing done to help Canadians. Nothing is going to happen that's going to help Canadians. And I'll tell you, as we go bankrupt and as the Bank of Canada says, hey, we don't have the tools for this, President Trump can sweep in and take whatever he wants. This is his plan in full motion. Let me know what you guys think about it down below in the comments. Do you welcome the United States coming in and taking Canada? I sure do. I sure do. Come take Alberta, please. It saves us our referendum. It saves us all of the problems we have right now. By all means, come and take Canada, Alberta, take Saskatchewan. Tell those cronies in Ottawa they can have that little section. We'll call it the zoo or something, and just leave those guys there. Bring everybody else, except for them in Quebec. Let me know your thoughts down below in the comments. If it's your first time here, I hope this video has earned your subscription. Make sure you hit that button, leave a thumbs up and a comment down below. Again, folks, go pick up a copy of our best-selling book, How Alberta Got Its Independence, on Amazon now. It does support Alberta's referendum. It supports Alberta leaving Canada. Let me know your thoughts down below in the comments. Again, join me 3 times live weekly on the channel now, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays for all of our live shows as I sit with all my amazing co-hosts talking about everything that happened this week in politics, everything we know coming up in the week ahead, as well as Q&A within the greatest YouTube community on the platform. I always look forward to chatting with you guys outside of making these videos. I most importantly look forward to chatting with you this week, starting at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, here on the channel. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll catch you on the next one.